Ilmbug is a pagan festival usually celebrated on the 2nd of February. On the calendar year, it is the first of what are commonly referred to as the cross-quarter days, which are the days that begin each season. The next three cross-quarter days to come are Bealtaine on the 1st of May, Lunasa around the 1st of August, and Samhain on the 1st of November, but remembering that for our ancestors, the day started with the darkness from the night before. Ilmbug was both the beginning of spring and the lambing season among the Irish Celts. It marks a midway point between the winter solstice and spring equinox, which means it falls at a time when days' lengths are increasing again after being shortest around the winter solstice. That's why it is sometimes called Omelk in Ireland, meaning at midday. Astronomically, in 2022, that point is actually the 3rd of February. The word Ilmbug in Irish means in stomach, referring to the abundance of pregnant ewes with the lambing season about to commence. Other signs of the cycle of life around the 2nd of February are new buds appearing as the days grow longer, and with any luck, the temperature is increasing. Brigid is a proto-Indo-European goddess associated with Ilmbug, and she was a triple dawn goddess in ancient times. As the elevated one, she is a goddess of higher thoughts and ideal with the gift of eloquence to boot. She was also the midwife that presided over fertility, healing and domestic craft. Seen either as a variant of other European spring goddesses or the incarnation of Danu, her appearance at this time of year coincides with new life and greater light. To that effect, the Ilmbug traditions for the goddess Brigid revolve around these themes. Welcoming the light, purification of the body and soul, the creation of energy, and a time of revitalization. There are a number of Ilmbug rituals and customs that still survive and should be performed, either alone or with others at this time of year. 1. Have a bonfire. One of the most ancient Ilmbug traditions revolves around the outdoor bonfire. The bonfire not only gives strength and warmth, it is also a symbol to guide the sun god back to your region in order to usher in springtime. 2. Make a Brigid's cross. You can make a cross from reeds for the goddess Brigid or St. Brigid's Day. Either way, the cross predates Christianity. Create this cross in a ritualistic way and then ask Brigid to bless it. Put your intent into the cross based on what you hope to use it for in the coming springtime months. This cross can be placed over a doorway for protection, worn on your body to keep the spirit of Brigid with you, or put under your bed to aid with conception. You can also use the cross for virtually any purpose that involves Brigid, such as new plant growth or harvest-related activities. 3. Start your garden. Ilmbug is also the perfect time to propagate any houseplants or simply plot out your garden for the coming year, or just care for any plants that you may have. Fertilise, water and get them ready for the coming spring. 4. Cleanse your house. You can physically clean your house by decluttering and then doing a deep clean. 5. Decorate for spring. Because Ilmbug is a time to let go of the old and usher in the new, it's also the perfect day to decorate for spring. Refresh your decor, add colour, purchase or pick flowers, or simply plan out how you want to change and refresh your decor to reflect your soul in the coming months. 6. Do a self-purification ritual. If you want to do a self-purification ritual, common historically for both pagans and Christians, I recommend that you do a cleansing bath. Set your intention that the water will cleanse you of all physical, mental, emotional and spiritual impurities. You can also use Epsom salts or herbs relating to Ilmbug for extra power. 7. Consecrate your candles. If you practice magic or any sort of rituals throughout the year, then Ilmbug is the perfect day to consecrate your candles. It's one of the most powerful new beginnings, so make sure that you consecrate with your goals for the year in mind. The practice is especially powerful because both pagans and Christians consecrate candles on Ilmbug, also known as Candlemas, and of course, St. Brigid's Day. 8. Practice weather divination. Hundreds of years ago, Ilmvug traditions included a lot of weather divination to find out what the upcoming spring and summer holds. Use tarot, oracle, pendulum, scrying, or any other divination method that works for you. One of these important Ilmvug symbols that I want to discuss further is the lamb. In Ireland, Ilmvug marked the beginning of the lambing season and the return of fresh milk. In fact, Ilmvug refers to pregnancy in many ways, from Bridget herself to the seeds in the ground that begin to sprout. So one of the strongest symbols of Ilmvug is milk. 9. Ilmvug and the fairies. Cross-quarter days are seen as liminal days when the other world is closer than ever, though not as close as, say, Bealtaine will be in liminality. It is deemed prudent to leave the fairies with an offering, such as a wool piece or verse you wrote for them, if you want to communicate during the upcoming season.